Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. And today, Paul O'Mahony is in Limerick, in Ireland, to play in the golf course where he was first introduced to the game of golf by his father, Frank O'Mahony. Rest in peace. Now, my father introduced me to golf at a young age by letting me see him play. And then later on, letting me be his caddy. And eventually letting me play golf with him on the golf course. And then... So that's the kind of background I have to it. I'm going back on a historical experience because Limerick Golf Course, known as Ballycloch, is right on my left-hand side as I'm driving along here now. And it was in 1891 that the golf club, Limerick Golf Club, was first set up. Now, this isn't going to be about history, this audio. You can look up the Limerick Golf Club website and find bits about the history there. But there is one very famous reference in relation to this golf course that I have to share with you. One of the great, great golf designers was a guy called Alistair Mackenzie. And he is said, the evidence is that he came to Limerick and that he walked the land on which the current golf course is, and that he advised on some of the holes. So some of the course on which I'm going to play today was designed by Alistair Mackenzie. It's interesting that the golf course was actually set up in 1891, and it is said that it had something like 10 or 12 different locations before it ended up where it is now. And it's a bit of like the story in golf, that they basically put golf courses together across farmers' fields, and then when the farmers ceased to be happy about them playing golf there, they had to move the golf course, and they went and mowed the grass and made a green somewhere else and played on. Now that's about history, but today is a very important day in our family, and I want to share this with you about it. My brother Frank is having his 60th birthday celebration this year. And he's an avid golfer. He plays all the time, and he's had a huge amount of experience playing golf. So we've organized a classic for him. It's a scramble, and there'll be, I think we have about 6 or 7 tee slots booked in Ballycloch Golf Course. And so it'll be that number of 4-ball mixed, by the way. There'll be men and women playing. And it's a scramble, and I've never played a scramble before in my life. But to produce this scramble, it has been a real joy. And the bit I want to tell you about is the program. I produced a small leafless throwaway program for this event. But the people who've been involved in producing the program include my sister-in-law, my brother himself, who wrote the rules for scramble, myself, my niece, who actually printed it off, several people who got involved in the proofreading at the end, and a person who popped up out of Twitter volunteering their services to act as a virtual assistant. For all sorts of reasons that would take too long to tell, I was unable to do it myself. And I tweeted this morning, Saturday, an open tweet, not addressed to any person in particular, saying, I need a virtual assistant to do a job in the next 60 minutes. Can anybody please help? And somebody volunteered. And the first person who volunteered had their offer accepted with open arms. And she has done an extraordinary job. And I'll attach to this audioboo a photograph of one side of the bit of paper that is now the program. But isn't it marvellous the way you get somebody to help you out via the internet, via Twitter? Now, as soon as she offered to help, I photographed to her the crude handwritten mock-up I'd done at home this morning. I sent her that photograph via Twitter. I then photographed some information that I had put on my laptop last night with names and the rules of scramble on it. And I basically sent her 3 key photographs. And from those those photographs. She literally did the layout work. And she then emailed it to me while I was driving in the car between Cork and Limerick. And I flicked it on to my sister-in-law, who gave it to her daughter, who printed it off. And that's the story of how the program got produced. It's I think, a good little mini case example of how generosity is rife on the internet when you have eyes to see it, and especially on Twitter, I have to say. And I'm quite sure it's also rife on Audioboo. So that's it. Today we're here, and I'm just about to go on into the course, and I'll probably make a few Audioboos here because it actually is full of memories for me. The clubhouse is brand new, and they've changed the course a few times since I learned to play golf here. But that's it. So it's Paul O'Mahony, still a mediocre golfer with great enthusiasm, broadcasting to you from Limerick Golf Course in the west of Ireland. Bye-bye.